It's just about a quarter in front of 7 o'clock here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. This is Paul Vold on Coach's Corner, your host as always on AM 1390. And for those outside the listening area, joining us through your computer screens at AmazingMadison.com or listening on the iHeartRadio app, as always, we thank you for listening to Coach's Corner. Just got done wrapping things up with Dakota State University indoor track and field coach Anthony Dreeland. Had a bit of a misnomer, or had a moment where I completely forgot what I was saying. It forgot Coach Anthony Dreeland's name as a whole. Luckily, I write stuff down so I can remember it as well, but we won't fault myself for that as well. Always a pleasure to have Coach Dreeland in studio as well. As we start to wind down the show here, we're taking a look at the entire playoff schedule and upcoming matchups for area teams here in the postseason. High school basketball in the opening round. That was Tuesday for girls high school basketball. Boys getting started next week throughout the listening area. A couple of games on Monday and also Tuesday as well. Officially the opening round of basketball action as well. Weather permitting, of course, tomorrow as well. We'll have a couple of games on the radio for you as well. Starting first on the girls side in a area that I'm sure a lot of people are keeping their eyes on as well in the Madison area. Be Region 2A, the girls postseason basketball tournament, especially with the Madison Bulldogs last night getting a win over the Flandreau Indian School last night, a complete dismantling and capitalizing on a lot of turnovers did the Lady Bulldogs last night in a 62-16 win over the Madison High School gym. Lady Bulldogs came out victorious in that one. They're going to be taking on the top-seeded Hamlin Chargers tomorrow night, weather permitting, of course, right here on AM 1390 with the video live stream at AmazingMadison.com. Hamlin, after last year's team, the top-seeded team in Region 2A, not losing anyone, if any, very few, if any, players from last season's state tournament team. That did run roughshod over a couple area teams. They took on Del Rapids. We had that matchup over on Jammin' Country 103 last year in the state tournament. They handled themselves pretty well. Then the Lady Bulldogs also took on Hamlin, who finished out the season on a very nice run. Did the Hamlin Chargers. They got some good size, got a few players that can definitely shoot the ball as well for Coach Coisty and his players as well. Certainly will be a very good matchup for Madison, and see if they can capitalize and keep this strong run going into the round of 16. Well, on the other side of the region, 2A bracket, Sioux Valley knocked off Dual Area last night by the score of 78-43. Number 3 seeded Sioux Valley Cossacks, I should say, only sitting behind Flandreau as well in a very tight race for that 2 spot. Sioux Valley definitely got a couple players, 1,000-point scorer in Carly Granum, and a couple other players that can definitely handle themselves. It certainly will be a very good matchup tomorrow night for Sioux Valley and also the taking on a 2-seeded Flandreau as well. We've spoken with Coach Sievertson. We've done a bunch of games for Flandreau this year right here on AM 1390, also on Jammin' Country 103. Coach Sievertson and her Flyers team will be ready for the challenge against Sioux Valley. And the winners of those games, Hamlin and Madison, also Flandreau and Sioux Valley, heading on to the round of 16, which will be next week throughout the area and also across the state as well. Hard to believe this week has gone by so quickly. It's Thursday tomorrow, and hopefully, weather permitting, we'll have some more basketball. Well, also out the listening area in Region 3A last night, it was the Tri-Valley Mustangs escaping with a win over Gerritsen. That time of the year, survive in advance. Well, the Mustangs got a win of 45-42. They will take on the top-seeded West Central Trojans at T Area High School coming up tomorrow night. Sioux Falls Christian just took it to Baltic, handing them a 45-12 loss. Number 3 seeded Sioux Falls Christian Chargers will also be taking on number 2 seed in Del Rapids as well. Winners of those games moving on to the round of 16 for Classway as well. Del Rapids and also Sioux Falls Christian will play at 8 o'clock, while West Central and Tri-Valley will take on at 6:30 at T Area High School. While in Region 5A as well, a game we're going to have over in our sister station on Jammin' Country 103, McCook Central Montrose playing host as the number 1 seed seed, taking on Mount Vernon Plankinton. Mount Vernon Plankinton entering this game with a 9-12 overall record. They snuck out a win in overtime last night by the score of 36-34 over Parkston as well. Thought maybe we'd get a rematch in the semifinals once again of McCook Central, Montrose, and Parkston as well. That was a game where it was back and forth to start off. Then McCook Central, Montrose got a lead and never looked back as well in the first half. A quick moving game between McCook Central, Montrose, and Parkston last year in the Region 5A semis. Well, hopefully we're aiming for the same thing tomorrow night with McCook Central, Montrose. The number one seed, haven't played a game in 10 plus days. They are going to be taking on the Titans tomorrow night in Salem as well. That'll be a 7 p.m. tip off, which can be heard over on Jammin' Country 103. Well, the other side of the Region 5A bracket, all these other teams below 500 as well. Excuse me, Parker was the only team that finished at 500. They finished with a 10-10 record. They defeated Platt Geddes by the score of 41-37, and also Wagner defeated Bonhomme by the score of 60-46. Parker and also Wagner will face each other in Parker as well to qualify for the round of 16. That coming up tomorrow night as well. Now switching on over to the region 4B side of things last night. A whole bunch of games that got started off this week back on Monday. The opening round games at home sites as well. Mitchell Christian and took on Coleman Egan at Mitchell Christian. Well, Coleman Egan got out into a low scoring affair, 23-21. They capped off the win to take on Hanson in the quarterfinals, and as Hanson was the top seeded team in that region. Well, Del Rapids St. Mary's decimated the Oldham Ramona Rutland Lady Raiders by the score of 63-30. Oldham Ramona Rutland mercifully ends their season with a 1-20 record. Then the quarterfinals yesterday, all taking place over the Huron Arena. Top-seeded Hanson knocked off Coleman Egan 48-18. That was just a complete one-sided game. Coleman Egan scored single-digit points in every quarter. Elkton Lake Benton fell to Sanborn Central Woonsocket, who was the number 5 seed in that 5-4 matchup, 47-22. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the Blackhawks, getting the win over the Lady Elks by the score of 47-22. Ethan decimated Del Rapids St. Mary's, the number 2-seeded team, shooting over 60% from the field. They could not miss, did the Ethan Rustlers, and they took down St. Mary's 65-26 in the second half of that session game. And also in the closeout of the game, a real tight one between Howard and Chester area in one of our area games. It was Howard Lady Tigers finishing as the number 3 seed in the region. They come out with a 70-60 win to put themselves into the region semifinals with a trip to the round of 16 on the line over Chester area 70-60. Well, these games taking place tomorrow night as well over the Huron Arena. 6:30 will be Hanson against Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Top seeded Hanson against the 5 seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket, while the number 2 seed Ethan will take on Howard as well. I believe it was this matchup last year into the region championship, I think it was, where Howard fell to Ethan as well in that championship game, which ended the Lady Tigers' nice run in the postseason, hopefully looking for a little retribution in the 2-3 matchup with a trip to the round of 16 on the line for both teams. Let's look at the girls' side of things. Things not final yet on the boys' side of the action, but we can take a little bit of a look at starting first in Region 2B for the Madison boys' side of things. Well, I don't think a lot of people are going to be surprised if Madison ends up with the number 1 seed in Region 2A. They're going to have to sit for a little bit and watch the others duke it out in the 4-5 matchup, it looks like, for that play-in game the Tuesday before that matchup. It would be, as it currently stands with a couple of games left in the regular season, Hamlin against Duell in that 4-5 matchup. Those games actually take place at Hamlin as it currently stands right now, while the other game would feature in the playoff, in the play-in game, with a number 2 seed getting a bye. Well, it would be, as it stands right now, Sioux Valley holds the second spot based on seed points, just behind Madison by 1/100th of a point as well. Yes, by 0.01 of a seed point, Sioux Valley just trails by Madison as well, but they'd still get that first round bye if things take a turn for worse in their regular season finale for Madison. The 3-6 matchup, it would be Flandreau versus Flandreau, Flandreau Public against Flandreau Indian School as well. A game indeed taking place at Flandreau Public School as the dates are filled in and also the times with the locations as well. So the state website getting a little bit excited as well before things become final as well. But Madison would take on the winner of the Hamlin versus Dual game, that 4-5 matchup. That would be Friday, March 2nd at the Madison High School gym with a 7 p.m. tip-off. We'll have Madison postseason basketball throughout the entire length of the way right here on AM 1390 and also online at AmazingMadison.com. Video streams also available no matter what. Well, in Region 3A, a couple of familiar faces, but Madison switching out of Region 3A kind of puts a damper on things with Sioux Falls Christian firmly ahead in the seed points, taking that number one spot. They are going to watch things battle out in the 4-5. It'd be West Central and Baltic as well. Still waiting for a couple of those games to get finished up throughout the area. West Central and also Baltic with a couple games left on the schedule. They got to get those in before Friday, before those seed pairings can be sent out for the region. So Sioux Falls Christian would get the winner of the 4-5, which currently stands at West Central versus Baltic. While the number two seed, Del Rapids, they would hold on to that two spot, just hanging on as well. They take on the winner of the 3-6, which is Tri-Valley in Gerritsen as well. Tri-Valley kind of limping their way here throughout the season and into the postseason. Had a couple of nice wins towards the end of the year. Still got to close things out to get that number three spot and also look to get into the region semifinals, which would be played at the Elman Center down in Sioux Falls as well. That'll be on March 2nd. Those games would take place for Region 3A. Well, in Region 5A as well, the only game we'd be keeping our eye on would be McCook Central Montrose. They enter as, I believe, the number six seed in that game. They'd take on the number three seed, which would be against Platte Geddes as it currently stands. These still wide open as of right now. Couple of seed points here and there would maybe move a couple of players around, or a couple of teams around, I should say. But McCook Central Montrose boys looking at the number six seed as it currently stands. Well, the number one seed firmly ahead, or just barely, I should say. Bonhomme with the number one spot, they'd get that first round bye. Well, something we're going to be definitely keying in on would be the Region 4B boys basketball tournament. We're going to have plenty of coverage of this tournament over on our sister station on Jammin' Country 103. Whole bunch of games that we're going to be covering as well. Talking with a couple of my cohorts and also colleagues as well. We are going to have plenty of coverage throughout the, and the number one seed as it currently stands right now, Coleman Egan, they'd get that first round bye, while also an area game we'd have over on our sister station would be the 7-10 matchup, which it stands as Old Amerlin against Howard. We'd have that game on Monday, February 26th. What they'd take on, if the winner of that game would go on to play the 6:30 p.m. game over at the Corn Palace that Tuesday against Sanborn Central Woonsocket, who currently stands as the number two seed in the tournament. Coleman Egan, which would hang on to that number one seed, would get the 8-9 matchup winner. That would be Mitchell Christian or Elkton Lake Benton. 4-5 would be, quick math off the top of my head, Ethan and also Del Rapids St. Mary's. Well, the 3-6 would pin Hanson against the Chester area Flyers in those games as well. All games beyond the first round matchups would take place at the Corn Palace over in Mitchell. Region 4B semifinals would be March 2nd, 6:30 and 8:30 at the Corn Palace, while wrapping things up with those winners moving on to the round of 16, which would take place early next week, I should say. They would be, I believe, the sixth. March 6th would be the round of 16. Don't quote me at that. All of these are available on our website. Potential matchups that we have on our website at AmazingMadison.com. So we start to wind down the show here on AM 1390. And of course, weather permitting, of course, we'll have a few more games coming up here in the next couple of days. And next week, we're going to be wall-to-wall coverage of postseason basketball as well. Coming up tomorrow night right here on AM 1390, Madison taking on the number one seed in the Hamlin Chargers up in Hayti as well. 7 p.m. tip-off from Hayti. We'll bring in the pregame show to start about 6:40 right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390, while the McCook Central Montrose Fighting Cougars taking on Mountain Vernon Plankington. That will be a 7 p.m. tip-off from Salem, bringing the pregame show to start about 6:45 over on Jammin' Country 103, and is also available online at AmazingMadison.com. Then early next week, we'll have some more basketball over on Jammin' Country 103. ORR boys basketball. Well, this is the play-in game, which would possibly pin ORR against Howard in that Region 4B play-in game to take on the number 2 seed that next night as well. All these matchups and full schedules with times are still yet to be determined on the boys' side, but we have a preliminary schedule on our website at AmazingMadison.com. As we just creep towards 7 o'clock here on AM 1390, I'd love to give a big thank you to all of our listeners tonight. You guys make this show possible here in the winding weeks of the basketball season, and we inch closer towards spring. We got big plans coming up once the spring sports swing on through. We're going to talk about that in the next coming weeks as well. Hopefully, I have a voice by next Tuesday as well. By Wednesday, I should say. Got a lot of games to kick off the boys basketball playoff schedule next week over on Jammin' Country 103. Be sure to be listening in as well. A big thank you to McCook Central Montrose boys basketball coach and Jeff Heisinger for joining us this evening. Dakota State University indoor track and field coach Anthony Drelin for coming in studio as well on the edge of the NAIA national meet coming up next weekend as well. Let's go about wrap things up here with Coach's Corner this week. We'll be back here same time, same place next week. More guests, more information, and also getting you ready for postseason basketball throughout next week as well. Just about 7 o'clock here on AM 1390. Thank you so much for tuning in to Coach's Corner once again. We'll have the show back up on our website on AmazingMadison.com coming up here later this evening. And be sure to stay up to date, latest weather and cancellations and postponements on our website at AmazingMadison.com, especially with tomorrow. Things could take a turn for a worse. We'll keep you up to date here on KJAM and also on AmazingMadison.com. This is Paul Vold signing off from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. It is 7 o'clock on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.